Brian from 10 Years. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing awesome. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Hold on. So let's think of it like this. Growing up, Tool, Perfect Circle, Alice in Chains. These are like posters and stickers on my wall.
And now here you are sharing
the
stage with them.
It's really weird, actually.
It's going to be a surreal feeling for you.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's surreal because, I mean, you dream about it, right? Yeah. And then you set those goals and you do the work. But then when you actually get there, it's kind of like, I'm here.
It's not a dream.
Yeah, it's weird. It almost feels more surreal when you start to think about it,
you know? You can't do that. Then you get into a deep place in your brain and you just start spinning. You get into a loop.
I know. It's crazy.
Just enjoy it. That's all you can. All right. Well, obviously, here at Rock on the Range 2018, is this the first time 10 years has been?
No, we've been here, I believe, three or four times.
Three or four times. So you've made your rounds. You've been exposed to the Columbus, Ohio crowd, which it is crazy getting this. And you guys have played festivals of all sizes. You've played venues of all sizes. What kind of stands out in your mind doing a live festival show like this? What kind of makes it different?
The crowds are, not just that they're so big, but I think that people step foot on festival grounds with the ability to commit to being an absolute nutcase that day.
It's a mentality. Yeah. It really is.
It is. And you know what? The rain earlier today, I knew the rain wasn't going to make any difference. In fact, it was probably going to help because people are like, I'm going to get wet. I'm going to get gross. Yep. And I don't care. I'm going to go get that huge $20 beer and we're going to party.
We're going to have a good time.
Right? Yeah. It's
like a bunch of wet rats out there just rocking out.
Because they commit and they're here. They're ready.
That's right.
I love it.
It's good. And obviously everyone's having a good time. I'm glad the rain finally tapered off. Now it's a little overcast. It is keeping the beer colder longer, which is nice.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the new album. We're already two singles in, and that's a good feeling. Novocaine just took off like a f-ing rocket. It was great. Eighth album that you guys have put together.
I know.
Is it something when you get to this level, working on eight albums, is it a different approach? Do you guys find yourself looking at the different aspects, the writing, putting the music in? Is it a different approach than, two albums ago, four albums ago?
It's always evolving, and that's the beauty of it. Is like, I hear Slayer coming from somewhere.
Everyone listen.
Yes. Anyway, that's a cool part about being at a festival,
that's
right?
That's right. You get it all.
But every album is just a snapshot of where we're at as a band at that particular time. And since life happens and lineup change happens and everything progresses, I don't know what the next record's going to sound like, what we're going to talk about. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of like it's even a discovery for us. So this time around with How to Live as Ghosts, it was more of a collaborative effort. We had a lineup change that really impacted things in a positive way leading into this album. And we felt like kids again, man. I mean, seriously, I felt like I was 17 again, like jamming with my boys. And it was so cool. So we got into a room all together. We set up like we do on stage. And we were just like, let's make noise. Let's not even talk about it. Just start jamming riffs. And then if somebody comes up with something cool, then we'll go with that.
So very organic. This kind of go around.
Super organic. In fact, it was so organic and so efficient that our singer, Jesse, was literally like, dudes, you've written like 13 songs in 5 days. There's no possible way I'm going to catch up on vocals. So we took a break because we needed to give him time to absorb because we just kept going and kept going. And so musically, we're really quick. Yeah. And then vocally, he's very slow.
Come on, Jesse, get it together.
I know, but you know what? I give him credit because he's a wordsmith and every word matters to him.
Now, you guys formed in Knoxville.
98 in Knoxville.
Yeah. Now, being in that area in 98, obviously, when you think of rock, Knoxville's not kind of the first thing that comes to mind. Tennessee is not the first thing.
Right.
Did being in that area affect the sound? Did it affect the development of the band and what you were going to sound like?
Well, here's an odd fact for you, okay? Nick Raskulinix, the guy who produced How to Live as Ghosts, he's produced Foo Fighters, Alice in Chains, Deftones. The list goes on. He, myself, and Brian Bell, the lead guitar player from Weezer, we all grew up on the same road.
No kidding.
In Knoxville. I didn't know them because they're older. They're quite a bit older than I am. But we went to the same high school. I had the same guitar teacher as Brian Bell.
No
Nick and
kidding.
I worked at the same Mexican restaurant right next to our high school. Years
apart,
but we didn't know. Brent Smith from Shinedown grew up in Knoxville.
Yeah.
And then later on moved to Jacksonville, but he went to high school and came out of. We were in the same local band scene with Brent.
God.
Keith, the one of the guitar players in Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah, okay.
He's from Knoxville.
Yeah, yeah.
So all these people are from Knoxville. So, you know, to be honest with you, I have no idea how that happened or why it happened, but Knoxville is a surprisingly rocked out town.
Yeah, yeah. And to have all of that there, and that's very, is it serendipitous, I guess, is what it would
it's
be?
It's something.
It's something.
It's a cool word.
Something in the water. You know what? I'm going to go down there and start drinking the Knoxville water. Maybe I'll be a
then
rock
you'll be,
star.
Then you'll be playing Rock on the Range
yes!
next year.
I'm going to make it. It's in the water.
That's right.
Well, obviously, we are all so fortunate in the rock world to have 10 years be a part of our lives and making
you.
New music. And we're so excited for you guys. What's kind of the next step?
Staying on the road, man, because we're just releasing Burnout as a single. And then we have... We have a little bit more touring left on this particular tour. We have some more headliners and stuff. And then July, August with Seether.
Very
and
nice.
Then I don't know if I'm supposed to say it or not yet, but September we're in Europe and UK and Russia and all kinds of places.
If I get the no, I can't say it. I'll just bleep it all out and I'll let
okay.
people's imaginations run. It'll be great.
I like to blab, apparently.
This guy's a fountain of it. It's great. Well, awesome. Yeah. Well, people can't wait for more and keep it up. Last question for you. Would you rather have, trying to think which one I should do. Would you rather have wiener-sized nipples or a nipple-sized wiener?
Well, I already have that, so I'm going to go with the other.
That's the first time I've gotten that answer. That's the first time.
I don't
in
know
all
how.
The
that's
years.
The obvious answer.
That's the obvious
even
one.
Even if you're jacked, you still have to go with that.
He's
just
down,
saying.
Downplaying it. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Hey,
I
thanks,
appreciate
man.
It.